MZ Lines.
In local news, a key healthcare service in North Queensland is set to close, with concerns the loss will worsen access to care across the region. Mackay Private Hospital will officially shut its doors on June 16 after operator Aurora Healthcare deemed the 34-bed facility financially unviable due to rising operational and maintenance costs. The hospital has provided mental health support, physiotherapy, rehabilitation services, and care for public patients awaiting aged care or NDI placements. Local GP Kerry Summerscales says the closure will leave vulnerable patients with fewer options and may force them to travel to Townsville, Rockhampton, or Brisbane for treatment. Veterans groups have also expressed concerns, describing the hospital as an important hub for physical and mental health support. Queensland Health has not indicated whether it will pursue public investment in the facility.
And residents of Magnetic Island were excited when the clownfish species True Nemo turned up in a bay in 2022, naming the fish Island Nemo. However, locals fear their special fish has been poached after Island Nemo went missing 2 weeks ago, last seen by snorkelers in a photo uploaded to citizen scientist app iNaturalist. This Nemo survived major floods, cyclones, heat waves, and bleaching events, leaving the community suspicious about its sudden disappearance. Local scientists said clownfish are unlikely to relocate and the rates of natural predation are low, so there's every chance a person took it to their home aquarium, and more work needs to be done to understand the extent of the illegal poaching of fish and coral.
And in national news, the Department of Education has announced an investigation into concerning levels of carbon dioxide found in multiple primary schools across New South Wales. Mayfield East Primary School in Newcastle was among these schools that surpassed the National Construction Code's recommended threshold of 850 parts per million. A staggering level of 1,000 parts per million was recorded across most days between June and December of 2024. An expanded audit found 17 out of 59 schools tested showed median levels of carbon dioxide above the recommended threshold. And with the Clean Air Schools report only recently being released, politicians, parents, and staff are concerned for the health of those within these schools. Green MP Dr. Amanda Khan stated that these levels of carbon dioxide could affect the ability of students and staff to focus and think, and was an indicator of poor ventilation that facilitated the transfer of infections. Moving forward, 15 classrooms between the affected schools will be fitted with carbon dioxide monitoring equipment for 5 days in term four.
And Australia has become the target of scrutiny by the Israeli government after joining a coalition of other countries such as the UK, Italy and France to impose extra sanctions on extremist settlers in the West Bank. The sanctions were announced in a joint statement which said violent settlers have been able to act with near impunity, often with support or protection from Israeli authorities. Israel has strongly condemned the move, calling it disgraceful and accusing Australia and its allies of fueling anti-Semitism. Foreign Minister Penny Wong criticised Israel for its attack on Palestinian human rights, and Australia consequently imposed financial sanctions and travel bans last week on several Israeli individuals and entities, as well as settler farming outposts that serve as the basis for extremist settlers. The Progressive Jewish Council of Australia has urged the government to go further and impose country-level sanctions against Israel rather than against individual settlers and organisations.
In international news, El Nino has officially begun, according to U.S. meteorologists, and experts warn it could become one of the strongest on record. The climate pattern caused by warmer-than-average Pacific Ocean temperatures is expected to increase the risk of extreme weather around the world. For Australia, that means higher chance of drought, heat waves, and bushfires over the coming months. Scientists say El Nino will add extra heat to a planet already warming due to climate change, with some forecasting that 2027 could become the hottest year ever recorded. The United Nations has described the development as an urgent climate warning, urging communities to prepare for worsening weather conditions.
And for your weather today in Brisbane, it's partly cloudy with a shower or two and light winds. It's currently 19.4 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger and the UV index is 3, which is in the moderate band. Still worth a bit of sun protection if you're heading outside.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.